Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez served as commander of coalition forces in Iraq from June 2003 to June 2004. General Sanchez led the coalition forces at the height of the war. He was there for the capture of Saddam Hussein, the start of the insurgency, and the outbreak of Shiite-Sunni violence. He was also the commander during the scandal at Abu Ghraib. Steve Paulson sat down with General Sanchez and asked him about Abu Ghraib.
You write in the preface of your book, and I'm quoting here, "Today, after 33 years in the U.S. Army, I can look back with pride on a period of active duty that spanned from the Vietnam era to ground combat in Desert Storm, Kosovo, and Iraq, but my military career ended at a place called Abu Ghraib." How did the abuses at Abu Ghraib happen?
Well, I think there are two key factors that take America off the moral high ground and down the path of torture. The first one, clearly, is the lifting of the Geneva Conventions in 2002. And then once those constraints are lifted from our processes and from our training and from our executing interrogation approaches across the entire global war at this point, in execution, we also fail miserably within the military structures because we do not provide any training, any policy guidance, any oversight mechanisms to the young soldiers that are on the ground executing interrogations and to the military commanders that are on the ground asking for that clarification.
Were the abuses at Abu Ghraib isolated cases of a few bad apples, basically guards gone bad, and that seems to be the official government line? Or was this policy in some way? I mean, did this come down from directives from above that this is the way to break these prisoners?
There was no policy. That was one of my biggest challenges during the summer and fall of 2003. This is where I continue to feed on this gross dereliction of duty, because everybody at higher headquarters knows that this is a significant problem, but yet everybody is afraid to take on the issue at the executive levels in Washington. You know, now we know that there in fact was a stream of documents and legal decisions that had been made that essentially allowed this to happen in other theaters, and also within the construct of the other agencies that were conducting strategic interrogations in support of the global war.
Now, you have talked about the complex nature of who was involved in interrogations. There were several different agencies involved. You were the commander of coalition forces in Iraq during this time. Do you feel some sense of overall responsibility for what happened at Abu Ghraib?
Absolutely. You know, probably one of my biggest failures is that I don't issue guidance quickly enough, because we're waiting for Washington and Central Command to give us some sort of guidance on how we're supposed to execute these interrogations, and we wait until September to issue my policies. If I had issued those policies in the early summer after my first visit to Abu Ghraib, where we very quickly realized that our training was wholly inadequate, the oversight mechanisms were non-existent, that's when we begin to work on these policies. We didn't act fast enough, and if we had imposed those, then we might have been able to prevent some of this. But I think you have to, you know, America has to understand that because I was a coalition force commander in the country doesn't mean that I was controlling the CIA and the special forces. They're operating as independent organizations in the country. And as a matter of fact, the CIA reports to Ambassador Bremer and then back to Washington. And the special forces are working in coordination with us, but they report to General Abizaid at Central Command.
Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez served as commander of coalition forces in Iraq from June 2003 to June 2004. His memoir is called Wiser in Battle, A Soldier's Story. He spoke with Steve Paulson.